The amount of water being released into the Missouri River from Gavin's Point Dam will be increased again to free up more space in the reservoirs upstream before spring. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers says today the amount of water flowing out of Gavin's Point on the Nebraska-South Dakota border will be increased later this week. The current releases from Gavin's Point Dam are more than double what's typical for this time of year. The Corps is working to clear out as much space as possible in the reservoirs ahead of what is expected to be another wet year. Republican Governor Kim Reynolds says her firing of the former Department of Human Services director is partly related to his response to concerns about increased deaths at a facility for disabled adults. This comes a day after the state released emails showing an administrator under Jerry Foxhoven approved a plan for a sexual preoccupation study at Glenwood Resource Center. Reynolds maintains she only found out about allegations concerning the study in mid-November when the U.S. Department of Justice sent out a letter saying it was investigating. Reynolds says last spring when she asked DHS about a spike in deaths at Glenwood, the department said it was normal.
But I said to my team, this is still not acceptable. I want to understand better what's going on. We need to make some changes.
Reynolds repeated that a lot of factors went into her decision to fire Foxhoven, but she doesn't know if he knew a DHS administrator named Rick Schultz approved materials for that study. That's Siouxland Public Media News. I'm Mary Hartnett.